CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. President Trump describes his first weeks back in the Oval Office this way.
It has been nothing but swift and unrelenting action to usher in the greatest and most successful era in the history of our country.
A CBS News poll shows Republicans mostly loved his congressional speech. Democrats, not so much. CBS's Margaret Brennan says those in the room felt it was long on hyperbole and short on substance.
It did feel like a campaign rally. What stood out to me was the anger in the room, the thin attendance by Democrats, and the lack of explanation for any of these policy promises.
Wall Street's reaction has been mixed, but right now the Dow is up 252 and the NASDAQ is up 62. Vice President Vance is headed to the southern border to reiterate the administration's stance on illegal immigration. Boston's Michelle Wu is among several mayors testifying at a House hearing on sanctuary cities. That hearing just getting started.
We're a city that opens our arms and offers a hand when this administration is more interested in turning its back. I will never back down from an opportunity to defend Boston.
In a 5-4 decision, the Supreme Court has just declined the Trump administration's request to stop a lower court order that required it to pay out roughly $2 billion in foreign aid money to USAID and State Department contractors. The president responds favorably to a conciliatory social media post by Ukraine's President Zelensky. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz on CBS. Mornings.
Frankly, we wish that had been the tone, tenor, and substance in the Oval Office on Friday, and we would be talking about, you know, having an already signed minerals deal binding our economies together.
Waltz says he expects the U.S., Ukraine, and Russia to be back to negotiating an end to the war soon. CBS's Vicki Barker is at the foreign desk with the latest on Pope Francis.
The Pope's condition is said to be stable as he continues to battle double pneumonia and a complex lung condition. Pope Francis hasn't been seen in public since he entered the Rome hospital nearly 3 weeks ago, and celebrations for the start of Lent are taking place without him.
The line of storms that ripped through parts of the Deep South yesterday has moved east after leaving two people dead in Mississippi and heavy damage there in Texas and Oklahoma. Some of those high winds made it to Louisiana. This man lives in Gramercy, which is between New Orleans and Baton Rouge, and he says he's pretty sure a tornado blew past his house.
I saw it coming, and next thing you heard, we walk inside and I tell my fiance, I was like, hit the floor. And next thing you know, it blows my daughter's window out.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 15-year-old boy was arrested in Caledonia last night in connection with the death of his mother. Police were called to a home last night on East White Manor Court at around 10:30. They arrived to find the teenager at the front door surrendering, later finding his mother's body inside the home. A wind advisory kicks in this afternoon and runs through midnight. Gusts could be reaching up to 50 miles an hour. Temperatures are expected to drop as winds pick up. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Racine's City Council last night voted to give the council president, not the mayor, the power to appoint committee members. The mayor does retain veto power and the right to appoint alders to the executive committee. A 41-year-old convicted sex offender living near Knapp Elementary was arrested for possessing child sex abuse material. He faces multiple charges, including possession of child pornography. Senator Bernie Sanders will speak at UW Parkside Friday. It's part of what he calls a fighting oligarchy tour. The event aims to pressure GOP representatives to oppose cuts. And upcoming elections in Racine and Kenosha include contests for city council seats and school board positions. Voters can learn more about the candidates through the Racine County Eye's Get to Know the Candidates section. Learn more at racinecountyeye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks beat the Hawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks down the Hawks 127-121 in Atlanta. Damian Lillard scored 23 points, but after the game had a swollen black left eye. How'd that happen?
I went up to try to, you know, help him off the glass, and was behind the guy. His arm just came down. His elbow went, you know, right up. Like, the point of his elbow hit right on my eyeball. So, you know, once it hit, I knew it was either going to swell up or turn black. But my vision was, I never had my vision get blurry like that.
Men's college basketball, number 12th ranked Wisconsin in Minnesota tonight for the border battle, while number 20th ranked Marquette seeking revenge at UConn. NFL, Green Bay Packers re-signing kicker Brandon McManus to a new three-year deal worth $15.3 million. McManus gets a $5 million signing bonus with another $5 million guaranteed. He turns 34 this summer at the start of training camp. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Rain is likely today. We could end up with another 1 to 2 tenths of an inch through the afternoon, and then the rain will switch to snow, and it will become windy. Snow amounts will be generally light, but the wind could create areas of blowing snow at times. Our high today, 46, with temperatures falling into the 30s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus with another Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. 12:05 this afternoon, after we catch you up on what's going on out there with CBS News, etc. Sports, it's all ahead on WRJN.
To Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And will be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone. But that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Day that I died. Helped a skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast, landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. And I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, Don McLean's masterpiece, American Pie, all 8.5 minutes of it. I'm Dan Marcus. Don Rosen, tomorrow morning, has got a couple people from the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission on. They're going to unveil this month's poster on highway work zone safety. Don Rosen, he's plugged in, and he shares it with you every morning, Monday through Friday, on WRJN.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
We'll be right back.
by Booker T and the MGs is just, excuse the expression, too cool for school. Haven't used that one for a while. Tommy Rowe now. He's kind of dizzy. WRJN.
Yeah.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. We've upgraded our news coverage by partnering with Racine County Eye. Now you can get the headlines from WRJN. You can read the full story at RacineCountyEye.com. Here's Stuart J. Waddles with some of those headlines from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 15-year-old boy was arrested in Caledonia last night in connection with the death of his mother. Police were called to a home last night on East White Manor Court at around 10:30. They arrived to find the teenager at the front door surrendering, later finding his mother's body inside the home. Initial reports indicate the victim suffered from stab wounds and blunt force trauma. The investigation is continuing. Winds will kick in and temperatures will drop. A wind advisory starts this afternoon and runs through midnight for the area. Gusts of up to 50 miles an hour are expected. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Last night, Racine's City Council voted for change. In a narrow vote, they decided the mayor will no longer appoint members of council committees. Rather, the council president will do so. Those committees will also elect their own leaders. Before, that was a mayoral role. The mayor does keep veto power and the right to appoint alders to the executive committee. All the hubbub at the Hobnob wasn't a big deal. There was a lot of fire trucks at the restaurant near the county line last night at around 6. There doesn't appear to have been a fire. Initial reports indicate the fans in the kitchen area stopped working, causing the call and the need to clear out the restaurant briefly. There's more than just a referendum on the ballot in Racine and Kenosha. There are contested seats on the Common Council in Racine, plus school board races in both communities. The Racine County Eye has a Get to Know the Candidates section on their website. Races are listed and candidates are sharing a little bit about themselves. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Rain starts to mix with sleet and becomes all snow after 5 o'clock. Total accumulations look to stay under an inch, but a wind advisory is in effect. They're sustained at 25 miles per hour, gusting from 40 to 50 miles per hour. This will make it hard to see and blow and drift that snow around. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 49.
Just gotta be strong to stop, 'cause I really
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. This might not be the best weather to come on down to my boat, but every mother's son might not be really being too literal about that boat thing. And I'll let you read into that anything you want. WRJN.
She sits on the dock, fishing in the water, I don't know her name, she's a fisherman's daughter, Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. She smiles so nice like she wants to come with me, But she's tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day, sleep all night. Father never lets her out of the sight. Soon I'm gonna have to get my knife and the paddle.
busters. The Bowery got his bumps. 42nd Street got Big Jim Walker. He a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. But down home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody
say Jack,
don't you know you don't
tug on Superman's cape, you don't spin in the wind, you don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim.
But do that I
got a two-piece custom-made pool.
Don't want to mess around with Jim. Different Jim, though. I'm Dan Marcus. Paul Harvey and the rest of the story coming up at 12:05 today. Sponsored by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha on 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Kenosha's tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements and more. Sorry, Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Paul Harvey has a heartwarming story today at 12:05 on WRJN.
Spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power scooters or power chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. EZ Mobility.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine. Wellness that works. On the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. This is Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse in Sturtevant. There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. Every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch, from fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch. Flavor and love can be found in every bite. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WRJN.com/contest-terms.
shines. You always will be mine. It's eternal love. When other love are gone, ours will be strong. We'll have our very own everlasting love.
That's forever. Need a love to last
news, timeless hits, WRJN. The Badger men's basketball team took one on the chin a few days ago, but they hope to get back in the win column when they take on the Golden Gophers of Minnesota. That's tonight, 6:30 the time. Be here to listen to the whole game on WRJN.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me, they seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go, on the street and even at the picture show. Have you seen her?
something, anything, man.
that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan.
I was actually in the tub praying and saying, Lord, don't let anybody be harmed. Don't let anybody lose their lives.
Jacqueline Blakes wrote out the violent weather that tore through the South in Shreveport, Louisiana.
I could hear the wind whistling, and it got louder and louder, and then I started hearing things hit the house.
There's damage in several states. Two deaths reported in Mississippi, and CBS News